It's Danger Zone time with David Trainer, president of New Constructs. And you know how the Danger Zone works, but it's always good to give a little reminder that New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something dangerous? Typically, it's that when you dig in at the footnotes level, which is what they do at New Constructs, you find that the earnings or the other numbers are a bit misleading. There's something there that isn't giving you a true picture when you look from the top down. So, we come here each week, get a chance to talk to David Trainer, president of New Constructs, and he brings us one of their picks that he thinks is headed for trouble. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. And if you want to find out when they're posting things on the website, when they're reviewing their Danger Zone picks, which they do each week and more, well, then follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
KB Home.
It's KB Homes, ticker symbol KBH. This is not so much a home builder's problem, because a lot of folks have been on the show saying that they kind of think the home builders are coming around. This has got to be something in their numbers, right?
It's in the numbers, and it's in the big picture a little bit too, but mainly in the numbers. There's been a lot of noise in the accounting results over the last 5-6 years, a lot of write-downs, a lot of funny tax things. And what we've seen is that effectively KB Home has not participated in the rebound in terms of profits. And in fact, their profitability has been declining even while we've seen this big rebound. And so we think that they're way overpriced, because when we look at the pricing and the pricing expectations for the overall home market, but then also the expectations baked into the stock price, we see what we believe to be better than a best case scenario baked into the stock price. So we see a lot of downside.
Explain better than a best case scenario. You know, you always have these numbers that come to us about this is what you're pricing in. Better than a best case scenario. Give us an idea of just how far off base we're talking here.
Yeah, so two big picture things. One, housing prices are sort of back above the trend line since the bubble burst, right? So there's not that much upside there. New home sales, which is the main area where KBE works, we're pretty close back to trend line there as well. And that trend line is pretty meaningfully impacted by, you know, the big, huge peak we saw in 2008. And, you know, we're not saying, what we don't want to do is make a macro call, right? All I'm trying to say is that we don't think that the macro situation is going to be so strong in one direction or another that it's kind of going to override the individual situation we're seeing here. So, back to expectations. In order to justify the current stock price, they need to grow profits at about 17% compounded annually for about 15 years. That's what current stock price implies. So that's implying, you know, if we were to see that in the rest of the industry, right, if we saw that in new home sales, that kind of growth for that long, you know, we would all...
yeah, we'd be jumping for joy and thinking, singing happy days are here again for the economy.
Well, we start wondering how many of these no-look loans are going out again.
Okay. I'm the optimistic guy. You're the one who looks for trouble. Yes, you're right. I'd be singing, wow, looks like happy days are here again. And you'd be looking at this going, oh, somebody's making bad loans. Here comes the next financial crisis. But either way, it makes the point that it's unsustainable at that level and unrealistic at that level. So what's a more realistic level?
We're thinking closer to $5 a share.
Wow.
Right? That's still pretty significant growth, but it's for a shorter amount of time. It's, you know, it assumes that their margins basically double back to where they were on average during the good times, and you still got to grow NOPAT at around 50% compounded annually to get to that. And a lot of that's because what they've been doing, and this is a common trick, is that they set up over the last few years, when everybody knew things were bad and were coming out of the bubble, they had a lot of bad earnings or low earnings reports, right? The numbers were really highly negative accounting earnings. And effectively what they've been trying to do is, in my opinion, is set up for good comps. And so in the last fiscal year, we saw a huge, you know, major increase. And a lot of that was a one-time tax thing that most people know about. But still, the underlying accounting earnings are meaningfully overstating the underlying profits. And if they've not really been participating in the rebound in the housing market in terms of profits. Their profits have not really been participating in the rebound. So they really haven't been able to make hay while the sun is shining, sort of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
In this environment, we don't think they're going to make hay in the coming environment, which is, we think, you know, status quo is probably where we are now. We don't think it's going to, the housing market's going to go super well or super poor. But what you see in the stock price is that it's implying that the housing market is going to do super well and that they will participate in that super performance in the housing market. Or they'll do even better, they'll gain market share. When in reality, when you look at the comparison, and all these charts are in our report, you know, you look at the comparison in terms of profits, you know, KB is at the bottom of the list, and their profits, their return on domestic capital is going down. So it's hard to make a case, even in a really good macro environment for housing, that they would do that well because they haven't participated profit-wise in the current rebound.
And as you pointed out, stock currently trading around $15 a share, you think a more fair value would be $5.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that is indeed dangerous. And it's KB Home, ticker symbol KBH, the stock that David Trainer has put in the danger zone this week. David, thanks as always for joining us. Appreciate your time and talk to you next week.
Yep, great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, you want to learn how they do it and more, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, the second of our two big interviews today, this with Chun Wang from the Luthold Wieden Group. I will warn you, they think the entire market is maybe getting into a danger zone. That's next when Money Life continues.